A new report out this morning shows how often patients experience errors in their medical care. 1 in 5 Massachusetts residents or a family member say they experienced a medical error last year. The hard numbers show nearly 62,000 errors billed to health insurers at a cost of $617 million. And that's a conservative tally, according to Barbara Fain, who leads the Betsy Lehman Center for Patient Safety. Barbara joins us this morning to talk about this. Good morning, Barbara.
Thank you, Bob. Good morning.
So what kind of errors are we talking about? What's most common?
So it's a wide range of errors that are being reported in two different studies, one looking at health insurance claims data for 1 year, and the other was a large 5,000 household survey in Massachusetts to ask people directly about their experiences with medical error. From the claims data, we're able to see about 100 different categories of preventable medical harm events, postoperative infections, pressure ulcers, complications after back surgery, for instance, which is in the top 10, accidental punctures and lacerations during procedures, a number of things like that.
What about where most errors occur? Hospitals, clinics, nursing homes, or rehab facilities?
Most of the information we've had over the years has really been about what happens in hospital settings. But what we see is that while obviously many of these things do happen in a hospital setting, many do not. They're happening in doctor's offices, dentist's offices, retail pharmacies, where people are getting prescriptions filled, nursing homes. Anywhere where care is delivered, there's a risk of error.
The folks you surveyed reported not only lingering physical problems, but also emotional harm. Like what?
Sadness, anxiety, depression, anger, the sense of betrayal and abandonment. There's loss of trust in the healthcare system that's causing people to report that they're avoiding healthcare. So not only avoiding the clinicians and the facilities where these errors happened, but avoiding all healthcare. And that's really troubling.
Over the years, there's been a lot of attention to this. Hospitals and doctors are now fined for errors in some cases, yet a survey you conducted 5 years ago found nearly the same results. Why is it so hard to stop this from happening?
Well, it's hard to stop it from happening because there are no easy fixes. So what really is required is changing the way healthcare systems operate. And that actually requires a change in culture. And we all know that that's complicated. It requires leadership to help people, everyone in a healthcare facility, no matter who they are, whether they're the housekeeping staff or the front desk person, all the way up to the surgeon, for instance, recognizing that they play a role in safety. When they see potentially unsafe conditions, do they feel empowered to speak up? Do they feel that if they do speak up, is that going to be well received, or are they going to be berated for doing that?
What's the takeaway message out of all this for our patients?
So the takeaway is not to be afraid of receiving health care. Context is really important in interpreting these results. An individual's patient's risk of experiencing a medical error actually is pretty low. But on the flip side, obviously, the public should be demanding more of our health care system to take steps to ensure that no patient is at risk. What people should do in their own care is recognize that they are the experts in their own care. So if they see something that looks amiss, if a treatment is being provided that's something different than what they thought that they should be getting, there are ways to just simply ask questions. Ask why. Explain that you thought it was something different. And recognize that you're not just potentially helping prevent an injury to yourself, but you're actually helping the doctor, nurse, or whoever you're speaking with, because they do not want to hurt you. And you can be a partner in helping them get it right.
Barbara Fain, Executive Director of the Betsy Lehman Center for Patient Safety. Thanks a lot for coming in. Good to talk to you.
Great. Thanks very much for having me.